Thursday, Alef Techa Lamoed, Yud Zayin Nissan, 21st of April, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow. What was it?
Matzah and May Paris. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, Daf Lamed Hei Med Aleph, there are certain things that one can use to be Mekayim Eschiyav of Matzah on Pesach. The Mishnah tells us, the Chamishas Minei Dagon, the five types of grain, those are the types of grains that a person can use to make his matzah with to be yotza his chiyuv on Pesach. Zok the Gemara, those five grains are la'afuke, oyrez v'daychen, rice and millet, that are two species that a person cannot use to make matzah with. It has to be the chamishas minei dagon. Chitim, sa'orim, kusmin, shipain, shibay l'shual. And the Gemara says, what is the makar for this halacha, that oyrez v'daychen, rice and millet, cannot be used for matzah on Pesach? So the Gemara brings a drasha. Amr Shimon ben Lakish, v'chein tana deber b'shmal, v'chein tana deber b'lazer ben Yankif. Amar Kral, the pasuk tells us, lo yisoychal alav chametz. You should not eat chametz. Shivas yomim toycha alav matzahs. So the Torah makes a smichus, there's a juxtaposition from achilas chametz and achilas matzah. Zot the Gemara dvarim habayim lidei chimutz, things that have the physical capabilities of becoming chametz. Adam yaitzu b'hani dei chavaser b'pesach, a person can fulfill his requirement of eating matzah with them. Yatsu elu, it comes to exclude oyrez v'daychen, these two species, rice and millet, she'en b'an lidei chimutz. The mitzias, the physical characteristics of these two things, rice and millet, they do not become chametz, and therefore a person cannot be yaitzes chiyav matzah on Pesach. Again, the dvarim says, Joshua, dvarim habayim lidei chimutz, adam yaitzu b'hani dei chavaser b'pesach. The end of the Amr, daf lamed, hey, the Gemara talks about matzah and made payers. What's the halacha of someone, instead of using water and flour, he used made payers, he used the fruit juice? So the Gemara says that somebody who kneads his dough with fruit juice, with made payers, he also cannot be yaitzes chi of matzah, because of the aforementioned reason that dafka dvarim habayim li dechimotz adam yaitzeh b'han yidei chavaseh b'pesach. The Gemara tells us that made payers are not machmitz, elam masrichin, they spoil. They don't make the dough chametz. And therefore, Zag Gemara, somebody who kneaded his dough with fruit juices instead of water, cannot be yoitza his chiyuv, achilas matzah, with that type of dough and matzah. There's another Gemara in Daf Mem. There's a concept called lesisa. One would take the raw grain and soak it in water, in a minute amount of water, so that the kernels would fall off easily, and it would be much easier to make the flour. And the Gemara tells us, Rava, in the beginning, in this first Havamim, in the Gemara of Sachem Daf Mem, says that it's also to do with Sisa. It would be prohibited for one to soak his kernels of grain on Pesach, because it will become chametz. Then the Rava's chayzer from his Havamim, and he says, Mutter Lusa, one is allowed to do with Sisa. And only at the end, the Maskan of the Gemara, Rava says, not only is it Mutter, but Mitzvah Lusa. And Rav explains what's the reason. Because the Torah says, "Ushmart emes ha-matzah." So one should wash the matzah. Zok Rava, if you don't do something that would allow the chitim to become chametz, so then you're not doing a ma'isa ushmart emes ha-matzah. How are you watching the matzahs from becoming chametz? And therefore, Rava says, not only was one permitted to do l'sisa, but one is a mitzvah to do l'sisa. The obvious question is that Rav is chayzer min ha-katzeh la-katzeh. He starts off in the beginning of the Gemara in the Havamina that it's also to do l'sisa. Then he has a middle madrigal, he says it's mutter. And then finally, the maskar of the Gemara, he says not only is it mutter, but it's a mitzvah. What is the shak v'tariyah in the words of Rav Amsachem Daf Mem? The Ramban in Melchamis, in Daf Yoram and Beis, in Daf Erif, paskins la-halacha, that somebody who was lush b'mei peris, like the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei, halosh b'mei peris, Zokta Ramban, he's not Yotze Schiv on Pesach. What's the reason? Like the Gemara says, that Varm Habayim Lidei Chimotz Adam Yotze Man Yidei Chavase B'Pesach. He brings the drasha of Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Zokta Ramban, not only do I have a Bavli that says like me, but I have a Yerushalmi also. Because the Yerushalmi says that someone who made matzah revucha, he fried his matzah. And fried matzah, the Yerushalmi tells us, does not have the capability of becoming chametz. Zok Yerushalmi, a person cannot be yotzei chiyuv achilas matzah with matzah revucha. Zok the Ramban, not only do I have a Bavli that says that Dvarim Habayim Lidei Chimotz Adam Yaitse Bani Dei Chavasa Vapesach. But I also have Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Matzah Revucha, since it does not have the capability of becoming Chametz, a person cannot fulfill his requirement of Matzah with Matzah Revucha. Zogt Rambam, this is his Lashon. Ein Lecha Davar She'enoi Ba Lidei Chimotz. You don't have something that does not have the capability of becoming chametz. That you could be yotzei chiv matzah. Why? The iskish, because we have the hekish of Rav Shimon ben Lakish on Psachim Daf Lamed. So that is the shita of Ramban. The Ramban clearly holds that halash b'mei peiros, he cannot be yotzei chiv matzah. The Ramban, however, in Perek Vav and Hilchas Chametz u'matzah halacha hei paskins. Matzah shalosh b'mei peiros, matzah that was kneaded with fruit juice. Yoytze v'yidecha v'asa v'pesach, a person could be yoytze z'chiv with on Pesach. However, Zok Ramam, Avol ein loshen oysa b'yayin, oy shemen, oy dvash, oy cholof. Whereas one can use fruit juices to make his matzah on Pesach, he cannot use yayin, wine, shemen, oil, dvash, honey, cholof, and milk for a different reason. There's a psul mishum lechem oini. We know that the Torah says that matzah is lechem oini, and this is what the Gemara calls matzah ashira. That matzah has to be the bread of affliction, poor man's bread. And poor people do not normally make their bread with yayin, shemen, dvash, chalav. And it's a zaitig of soul, it's a separate issue that it's a chsarin of matzah ashira. But the Rambam says, matzah shalosh b'mei peres, where one to have used a different type of fruit juice, then adam yaitzeb on yidei chavosev ha-pesach. Zok the Magid Mishnah, whereas this is the shita sarambam. However, Ra'isi Mi Shekasa, Zok the Magid Mishnah, he found somebody else who argues on the Rambam, and he doesn't say who, but L'chari means the Ramban that we mentioned, that Halosh B'mei Peres Ena Yoitzvani Dei Chavasa B'Pesach. So the Magid Mishnah is clearly learning the Rambam, that the Rambam argues on the Shita of the Rishonim, and perhaps it's the Ramban, that Halosh B'mei Peres Ena Yoitzvani Dei Chavasa B'Pesach. And L'chari the Rambam is Tzarechin, because we already explained that the Ramban brought a raya to his shita. It's a Gemara Mufureshes and Daf Lamed Hei Pesachim that Daf Gedvar Ma'abayim Lidei Chimotz Adam Yotze Bani Dei Chavasa BaPesach, because we have a hekesh that Daf Gedvar Ma'abayim Lidei Chimotz Adam Yotze Bani Dei Chavasa BaPesach. So how could the Rambam come and argue on a Gemara Mufureshes and say that a person could be Yotze his chiyam matzah with May Paris? Ferek Lecha Mishnah Noch Akasha. I'm sorry, Lecha Mishnah brings the Magid Mishnah, and he wants to suggest that there's a difference between Oriz V'Doichen, rice and millet, and matzah and meperis. Oriz V'Doichen, the min, the species of rice, does not have the capability of becoming chametz. Mash'en ken chitim, somebody is using wheat flour, and instead of using water, he substitutes meperis, where the actual min has the achilus of becoming chametz. So with that, you could be mekayim your mitzvah. So zok lecha mishnah, perhaps we could be masbir the Rambam to answer for the kasha from the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei, that varam barm l'dei chimotz, that the makar of the Gemara is ayres v'daychen, rice and millet. Rice and millet do not have the physical capabilities of becoming chametz. Therefore, they are nismayit from the hekesh of dvar ma'abayim lidei chimotz. Because the min is not a species that could ever come to chametz. Mashenkin, when someone is using the chamishas min edag, or the five types of grain, and instead of using water, he substitutes mei peres, where the actual min is right to become chametz. Narvas, he didn't allow it to become chametz by using water. He used fruit juice instead. So with that, a person could be yaitza is chiyuv on Pesach. However, l'chayra, it's shredol lechamishnas teretz. Because we said beforehand, that there's two rayas to the Shita Saramban. We have the Bavli, who brings the Hekish, and we also have the Yushalmi of Matzah Revucha, matzah that was fried. Now, matzah that was fried is the regular matzah that was made with Chitim. So the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz, that if the species does not have the capability of becoming Chametz, that's what you can't be Yotza, then Yushalmi doesn't really stem with the Shita of the Rambam, because Yushalmi says, Matzah Revucha, a person made regular matzah with Chitim, and he fried it instead of baking it the way we normally do, that doesn't have the capability of becoming Chametz. So like Yushalmi, you can't be Yotza with Matzah Revucha. So the Lecha Mishnah has a nice teretz to answer the Shita of Rambam from the Bavli, that the Varm HaBarim Nidei Chimotz Adam Yotza Vanei Chavai Pesach, Mashenke Mei Peris, not that the Lecha Mishnah wants to be machalik between the min, the actual species, and using fruit juice, but it's not going to answer for the Yushalmi that says clearly Matzah Revucha in Adam Yotzei Vayidei Chavasa BaPesach. So l'chor we have a shvera Rambam, and the sheet of the Ramban seems to be a lot more mistaber.
You also say that the
Bavli
himself said
May
Paris is no good.
Oh, so the Yerushalmi says May Paris is no good. So the Lacha Mishnah is saying that is the Svar L'chalik. May Paris with the min that doesn't have the Yecholus to become Chametz.
May Paris doesn't mean May Paris with Chitim.
It would mean May Paris with Chitim, but that's not the way that the Rambam is going to learn the Gemara L'maisa. The Rambam is going to learn the Dafkut Varma Bar Midei Chimotz. Maybe the Ram doesn't hold. Maybe the Ram is not going to hold like that. Even like Lachamisha, we're going to see in a second, it's going to be even more shver. The problem is that the Rambam in Chometz U'Matzah, he himself in Perek Hey Halacha Beis, brings the Bavli in Psachim, Daf Lamed Hey, Zok the Rambam, Chamishas Minei Dagan Eil, if somebody takes the five types of grain, Im Lashon B'mei Peiris, B'lvad, B'loi Shemayim Lailam, Eina Bar M'Lidei Chimotz. Zok the Rambam, She'ein may Paris machmitz and el masrichin. He quotes the Gemara and Tzachim verbatim. So the Rambam himself holds like the Bavli. So how can the Lecha Mishnah suggest that the Rambam is not going to go with the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey that may Paris are kosher for matzah and only Oriz v'doichin where the actual species can become chametz is nismai? The Rambam himself in the parak before in Halacha Beis paskins that may Paris are not machmitz. So I want to suggest the Chiddush v'das Rambam that. The Rambam in Parak Hey Halacha Beis says a very interesting lashon. Let's listen to the lashon of the Rambam. Zok the Rambam, Chamishas Minei Dagon Eil, the five types of grain. Im lashon b'mei peiros bilvad b'loy shomayim la'olam. If somebody uses fruit juice without any water at all, that in a bal midichim it does not come to chametz. So the Rambam clearly tells us in Parak Hey that he's talking about mei peiros without any mixture of water. Zok the Rambam weiter. Ella afilu hinichem kol hayom, even if a person would allow it to sit the whole day, ad shenitfach habotzek, harei ze mutter ba'achila. Zok the Rambam, why? She'ein mei peres machmitzen, ella masrichen. Tell us the Rambam, what are examples of fruit juice? U'mei peres hein, kigon yayin, v'cholov, v'dvash, v'zayis, u'mei tapuchim, u'mei rimoinim, v'chol kayoitzu behen, mishar yenoiz, v'shmonim, u'mashkin. All different types of fruit juices. Zok the Rambam, nochamol, v'hu, she'lo yis'arif bohem, shun mayim lo'oilam. The Rambam tells the second time in the same halacha that I'm talking about matzah that was made with fruit juice, b'loy shumayim b'olam. And Zok the Rambam, v'im nisar b'hem mayim kol shuhu, harei elu machmitzin. Three times in the same halacha, the Rambam tells us he's talking about matzah that was made specifically with fruit juice and only with fruit juice. But if there would be any taruvus of mayim with the fruit juice, then avada would be machmitz. Now let's skip back to the Rambam Perek Vav. What would be the direct lashon of the Rambam? Zok the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Hey starts off Ha'isa Isa. If somebody makes a dough min hachitim u'min ha'oires from chitim and oires, so now it's a shaila because he's mixing the two. Im yesh ba tam dagon, if it still has a taste of grain, yitzvah nidei chavasei. Then the Rambam talks about Isa saklavim, and the same halacha is like the Rambam matzah shalosh b'mei peres. The Rambam starts off the halacha. He uses the lashon of Isa dough. In the middle of the halacha, the Rambam switches to the word matzah. Perhaps the Rambam is talking about over here matzah shalosha b'mei peiros im taruvas mayim. When the Rambam wants to tell us that he's talking about fruit juice and only fruit juice, he tells us three times in the same halacha in Perek Hey, I'm talking about b'li shum taruvas mayim ba'olam klal uklal. Three times in the same halacha. The Rambam in Perek Vav, that he says matzah shalosh b'mei peiros adam yetzim yedei chavasa pesach, is talking about that the guy made the regular ingredients for matzah. He took his flour, he mixed it with water. In addition to the water, he added fruit juice. That's why in the beginning of the halacha, the Rambam says isa, it's a dough. How do you make a dough? Dough. A lot of people make mezainis dough. They mix flour with apple juice. That would be dough. But matzah, what, if you go over to any cheder yingle and you ask them, what are the ingredients in matzah? He'll tell you it's flour and water. So when the Rambam says matzah, shalosh b'mei peiros, he means matzah. You have the ingredients, the components that make it matzah, namely water and flour. Shalosh b'mei peiros, you also added in mei peiros. Zok the Rambam, with that, adam yoytzeh b'mei chavasa ha-pesach. Except excluding yayin, shemen, dvash, cholov, that these are of a zaitig of soul of matzah shira. I heard some idvareinu that the Rambam avada holds like the Ramban. The Ramban brought the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey that brought the Hekish of Rav Shimon Lakish that Dafka Dvar Ma'abar Midei Chimutz Adem Yetzir Vadei Chavavetzir BaPesach. And the Bavli and the Yerushalmi Paskins as they also the Yerushalmi says that Matzir Vucha Ein Adem Yetzir Vadei Chavavetzir BaPesach. Why? Because we have a Hekish that Dafka Dvar Ma'abar Midei Chimutz Adem Yetzir Vadei Chavavetzir BaPesach. But things that do not have the capability of becoming chametz avada there can't be Yetzir Chimutz. And not like the Lecha Mishnah said, it depends whether or not the species, because Matzir Vucha is the same min, and yet you can't be yotzei chiyuv b'pesach. It comes out that the Rambam, I'm arguing on the Magen Mishnah, because the Magen Mishnah says, Reisi Misha Kosa, that he argues on the Rambam. Lefiani is daiti, the Rambam holds Azovi the Ramban, like the Bavli, like the Yushalmi, that Matzah that we're talking about in Perek Vav, that Adam Yotzev, the Chavosev HaPesach, is talking about Matzah with Meperis and Mayim. Now, let's address the Shita of the Ramban, and Lefi Dvarenu that the Rambam holds as well, that Matzah Shalosh B'Meperis in Adam Yotzev and the Chavosev HaPesach. Frek Lechazanish. Somebody is making matzah and he uses fruit juice instead of water. In fact, the Chazon Ish, a person should be mekayim his chiyuv shmira by standing there and making sure that no water falls into contact with his dough. Because Rashi tells us, Tosis tells us, that if there will be a taruvis of mayim together with meperes and chitim, it is machmitz. So much so that there's some shittas that hold that it's machmitz so quickly that you have to burn it right away. So in fact, the Chazon Ish, why is it that a person cannot be yotzei chiyuv matzah on Pesach with fruit juice alone and flour? And what's the problem? The problem is because it's not boim l'dei chimotz. In fact, the Chazon Ish, it is boim l'dei chimotz. How is it boim l'dei chimotz if water will fall in there? So I could be mekayim my shmir, in fact, the Chazon Ish, by making sure that no water falls into this mixture of fruit juice and flour.
I understand your question. What's shmir got to do with boim l'dei chimotz? It's two dinim.
The reason why you have to do shmirah is because it says shmartem es hamatzos. What are you doing shmirah for? You're doing shmirah to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. This is something that.
It needs to be something which is bali dechimus.
So this is something that's bali dechimus. How's it bali dechimus? If the water, who says it currently has to be? Maybe shmirah means this has to be something that has a capability. This is flour and water has a capability of becoming chametz. And now it's. Why? This is something. It's a joel of sechel of chametz. But what do you tell you from a sechel of chametz? Has to be something that has the capability of becoming chametz. This has the capability of becoming chametz. If water will fall in, so in fact, the Chazon Ish right now, when I mix fruit juice with my flour, it has the capability of becoming chametz. If water will fall in, so I should be able to be mekayim my chayv shmira by making sure that no water falls in. Nacha kasha. Right now, you have fruit juice and flour. If you leave this right now, it won't become chametz.
No shmira, is it chametz now?
Why is it no shmira? I'm standing here with a mashkiach to make sure that no water comes in. If water comes in, it's going to be machmitz right away. So I'm being mekayim my mitzvah shmira, effect the Chazon Ish, by making sure that no water falls in. And with that, I have something that's dvar ma'boyim l'dei chimutz.
Every single case of matzah is dvar ma'boyim l'dei chimutz. Anything I cook, anything I
you want matzah to be l'dei chimutz.
Not anything in the min, but anything that the min is okay, regardless whether I actually have the fruit juice is there or not.
Yeah, that in the Chanami, that is talking the Chazon Ish's kasha. In fact, the Chazon Ish, the kasha is even deeper. How does one make matzah? One makes matzah by taking flour and mixing it with water. Now, we have to rush to make sure in 18 minutes that it's not going to become chametz. The constant action is askus with the isa, and that's what prevents it from becoming chametz. In fact, the Chazon Ish, even nachachop. If the way something becomes chametz is by using water, the gress to hither in the veld should be not to use water. If a person can make matzah by using fruit juice, so the most chomer dikka, mahoda dikka matzahs in the veld should be matzahs that was made with fruit juice, not with water. Why is it not matzah?
The definition of matzah is flour and water.
The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Siman Tav Samach that lishas cheir shayt of a katan, if a cheir shayt of a katan needed the dough, it doesn't work. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch and the Sfas Emes, that we know there's a klal of Gadol Oymed Al Gabam, that if a katan does a maisa, and you have a Gadol standing on top of them watching, sometimes in Shas it works, sometimes it doesn't work. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch and the Sfas Emes, if a Chayr Shaitav Katan do a maisa lisha, and there's Gadol Oymed Al Gabam, how come the Shulchan Aruch Paskins it doesn't work? It should work, because the Gadol is doing the Shmira. And they've lived Tzarchi and Gadol. How come the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin halacha that lishas cheir shayte v'katan does not work? If there's a gadol em lagavam, the chayr should work because you have a shmir. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Samach Sifka and Dal brings that it seems that there was a minig that people used to take their children to the matzah bakery with them, and they used to allow them to pour the water into the flour, which would then in turn begin the process of making the matzah. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a good thing that these people are doing, allowing a katan to do it, because a katan is not the Torah's, the shmir l'shma of matzah, and therefore he shries that one should be careful to make sure not to allow a katan to do the pouring of the water into the flour. The Arsameach in Perek Aleph in the Gvois asks a kasha that the Yerushalmi in Shurumas Perek Aleph Halacha Hey says that something that requires shmira, like tahiris, to make sure that it doesn't become tamei, that a katan works for. In fact, our Sameach, we have an often a Yerushalmi that says that something that requires the shmira, a katan will work. So why doesn't cheres lishas cheres shayt of katan, the kneading of the katan, work for matzah? The Chassam Sofer says that we know that we're very makbid shmura mishas ktsira. In fact, the Chassam Sofer, why is it then that in the fields we allow goyim to do the harvesting of the grain? If we need shmura mishas ktsira and lishas cheres shayt of katan and huadin goy lechayra doesn't work, so why do we allow the goy in the field to do the harvesting? It's not being done by somebody who is b'toras lishma. Zok b'chsam sefer. This is lashon. V'tzarech leimer. The halosh v'ha'ofa, the one that's doing the kneading and the baking, who atzmai tzarech liyos hamashamer mikol chimetz. He's the one that has to be doing the shmir from chametz. Shehaisa tachas yada, because the dough is underneath his hand. V'i'afshol la'achar sheyishmar zed. Somebody else can't do a shmira on the dough that you're kneading. The kivin de be'inan shmira lishma, and since we need shmira lishma, I afshe she'ilish goy cheres shayta v'katan. Amnam haynu dafka lisha v'afia. Avol shimur de k'tzira, zok v'sam say, for the watching that the harvesting, einenu elo hashgacha shalai tipol alchit imayim imakam acher. What is the mitzvah shmira, zok v'sam say, for b'shas k'tzira? Making sure that no water from an outside source will come into contact with the grain. If we will have a mashpiach standing out in the fields watching the goyim do the harvesting, making sure that the grain doesn't come in contact with water, that will be a good shmira. When do you need a shmira of somebody who's a gadol, who's b'tayras lishma, mishas lisha v'afia, from the kneading stage and onwards? That's when the person, the gadol, has to do the maisa. Mechayr de London says like this. So Rabbi Pavarsky learns like this. Rabbi Moshe Steinbach says like this as well. That there's two chalakim to the mitzvah of shmira. The first chalak is mishas ktsira ad shas lisha, which is a maisa shmira b'sheva al pas. A person has to make sure, without an action, he stands on the side, just make sure that this chitin, these wheat, do not come into contact with any water. If they'll come into contact with water, they'll become chametz. Mishas lisha ad afia, from the kneading stage and onward, there's a second chelek to the mitzvah of shmira, and that is dafka bekum vaaseh, dafka with a hisaskus, an action that you do that's preventing it from becoming chametz. That's how you do shmira. So it comes out, there's two chalakim to the mitzvah of shmira. There's a chelek b'sheva al pasa, which starts at the harvesting until the kneading. You have to make sure that this wheat does not come into contact with any water. And then there's a second chelek, mishas lisha, until afia, from the kneading until the baking, that the object in front of you has the capability of becoming chametz. And that's because you're kneading it, and that's because you're baking it, your action, bekum vaaseh, is preventing it from becoming chametz. And I want to say that l'chayr, this yisoid is meduyik very much in the lashon of that Ran in Pesachim. Because the Ran says, if somebody is lush b'mei peiros, why is he not yotze b'yidei chavaseh b'pesach? Zogt the Ramban, we need the shimur of lisha v'afia. In fact, the kasha, why does the Ramban say we need shmira of lisha v'afia? The Ramban should say, and there's no ma'isa shmira by May Paris. The Ramban says, shmira de lisha v'afia. The Tarez is because the Ramban holds that there's two chalakim to every mitzvah of shmira. There's the first chalak, mishas ktsira, which is b'sheval taisa. And the second chalak, that's b'kum v'aseh, mishas lisha. Zok the Ramban, when somebody will have regular wheat, that he'll mix with May Paris, in the Chanami, he was mekayim the first chalak of shmira, mishas ktsira, ad shas lisha, by making sure it doesn't come into contact with any water. But mishas lisha and onwards, he's going to be felt, he's going to be chaser, in the second chalak of shmira. Zok the Ramban, if somebody is lost by May Paris, which chalak is lacking? Zok the Ramban, v'oy davin shmir de lisha v'afia. You need shmir of lisha v'afia. And could be that there's a Rashi that says like this. Also, Rashi in Gittin on Daf Yud, the sugya of Get Kusi, Rashi says Adam yitzvah in deicha v'asav pesach. What the Gemara is talking about of their matzahs Kusi. Rashi at the end, the last line of Rashi says that a person could be yotzes chiyuv matzah on Pesach mishum laila rishon. That it has to be matzah mishtameres. Zokter Rambam, because you have to do shimur l'shem chavis matzah. The chesiv u'shmartem es ha-matzahs. V'kusim b'kin hein shetzrichim l'shtamer l'shma v'oysen l'shimur. They do the shmirah. Rashi doesn't say the kusim are bikin in shmira. Rashi says that not only the bikin in shmira, but the oisin la shmira. Perhaps Rashi is saying that even the second shlav, that not only can they do shmira, make sure no water comes into contact with it, but the oisin la, they do it as well. When do they do it? They do it the second chelik, v'kum v'ase. M'chor l'fidus yisar, we can answer all the kashas. The Minchas Chinuch and the Sfas Emes asked the kasha that why does the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Samach Paskin that Lishas Cheir Shait of the Katan does not work and God Lo Omer Agabov doesn't help? The Teretz is because Mishas Lisha it has to be that the Shmira is being done by the person who's needing. Why does the Shmira have to be done by the person who's needing? Because the second Chelik of Shmira is what you need over here. You need that. This what's standing in front of you has the physical capability of becoming chametz, and because of your hisaskus, your positive action, that's what's preventing it from becoming chametz. So a gadol standing on top of them to making sure that it'll go okay, it doesn't work because the gadol himself has to be doing the pu'ula of the shmira. The Mishnah Berurah that says that the mekilim that allow their kids to pour the water into the flour, you shouldn't allow them to do that. That's also not shver, because at what stage does the gadol need to be doing the pu'ula? Dafka when it's already a dough. This is the step right before that. This is when you're taking water and mixing it with the flour. Fakar, maybe you can even say a svara that over here you don't need shmira, because the whole concept is to allow it to become chametz. So at this stage, the gadol standing on the side to make sure everything goes okay, avada, it was going to be a good shmira. The chazanish's kasha that a person should be yotza his chiyuv shmira by making sure that no water falls into contact with his fruit juice matzah is avada, not a kasha, because making sure that no water falls into contact is the first half of Shmira that only works until Shas Lisha. What's the lomdus of Shas Lisha? The lomdus is that this thing in front of you, this dough, can become chametz. And dafka with your action, you're preventing it from becoming chametz. Making sure that no water falls in is not a kumbase. Making sure that no water falls in is a sheva al tasa, like the first chelek, Mishas Ktsira. We're talking Mishas Lisha. Now, avada, you have to do it, Aideya Gadol. And it has to be that your action is what's preventing it. And that kasha, that maybe this should be the gesta Shmira, avada's not the gesta Shmira. Because with this, the dough in front of you doesn't have the physical capabilities of becoming chametz. It's flour and it's fruit juice. We need something that's going to become chametz, and dafka through your action, you're preventing it. The kasha of the Arsameach from the Yushalmi that says that Shmira works by Aideya Katan, that's talking about Tahiris, where it's all B'sheva Al Taisa. You just have to make sure that this Tahiris does not become Tameh. That Avada Katan can do. But over here, for the second Chelik of Shmira, you need that the Gadol should be doing the action. He has to be somebody who's B'tairas. So Avada, the Yushalmi that says that Shmira helps Aideya Katan, will not apply to Shmartem Es HaMatzos. It'll work perhaps for the first Chelik, but not for the second Chelik. And finally, the Chassam Sofer is Ha'ara, that how can we allow the Goyim to do the Ktsira in the field? That's also not Shver, because from Mishas Ktsira, Ashas Lisha, all you need is B'Shev Al Taisa. So Kozman, you have a Mashkiach standing out there to make sure that they don't come into contact with water. Avada, you're Mekai, you're Mitzah Shmira. When do you need that a Godel should do the Pa'ula of the action? That's Dafka, Mishas Lisha, and onwards. But Mishas Ktsira, it'll suffice the Mashkiach standing there to make sure it doesn't come into contact with Chametz.